BBC News, I'm John Shea. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has warned India against using force against Islamabad. The move comes in the aftermath of the worst militant attack on Indian forces in Indian-administered Kashmir for decades.
If you think you can launch any sort of attack on Pakistan, Pakistan will not think about retaliating. It will retaliate. There will be no other option left, and Pakistan will retaliate and reply.
Mr. Khan also called on India to provide evidence to support its claims that Pakistan was involved in the attack. More than 40 members of India's security forces died in the suicide bombing. The Islamist group Jaish-e-Mohammed says it carried out the attack, but India says Pakistan's intelligence agency was also involved. Vandals have desecrated 80 graves at a Jewish cemetery in eastern France, ahead of marches in Paris and elsewhere later today against an upsurge in anti-Semitic acts. Swastikas were daubed on memorials near Strasbourg. A similar attack took place nearby in December. At a news conference in Paris, President Macron denounced all attacks on Jews as an assault on the French Republic itself. The United Nations human rights chief has expressed concern at the fate of civilians attempting to flee areas of northern Syria still under the control of Islamic State. Michelle Bachelet said some 200 families were trapped in a tiny sliver of territory still held by IS and were apparently being prevented from leaving. The Japanese carmaker Honda has confirmed that it plans to close a factory in Britain with the loss of 3,500 jobs. The plant is due to close in 2 years' time. Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports from Tokyo on the reason for the decision.
Honda's CEO Takahiro Hachigo said the decision to end production in the United Kingdom was not related to Britain leaving the European Union. Instead, he said the decision was driven by the dramatic changes taking place in the world car markets, in particular the need to move rapidly to electric vehicles. In that light, he said, the UK's position as a global manufacturing hub is no longer viable.
The American Senator Bernie Sanders has announced he's running for the US presidency in next year's election. In 2016, the independent from Vermont came close to beating Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. Mr. Sanders said he and his supporters had begun a political revolution then, and it was now time to move the revolution forward. Mr. Sanders is seen as a leading contender for the Democratic nomination. BBC World News.